It's time now for KJN's Heartbeat Today, daily program focusing on the people, places, and events that make the Nishina Valley a special place. Today's edition of Heartbeat Today is brought to you by WNS Appliance in downtown Atlantic. And here at this morning's program is your host, Jim Field.
Hi, Chris. How are you this morning?
I'm doing well. Yourself?
Not too bad. Not too bad. How well is your private information private? Is it pretty well protected?
I don't know, I guess.
I'm not sure how many people really do. We're going to talk about that a little bit this morning. First, though, Kendall Warren is in here with us this morning. He'd like to tell you a little bit about W&S Suppliance. Good morning, Kendall.
Good morning, Jim. Got a matched washer dryer set. Happens to be a front-load Maytag in good condition. Got a microwave hood combination, this color, very clean and light new condition. To use 12,000 BTU room air conditioners, both work good. Some gas and electric clothes dryers. Got two portable dishwashers, both in great condition. Two used built-in dishwashers, three used dehumidifiers. Got a 15 cubic foot chest freezer, older model, but works great. Used refrigerator with top freezer, have two of those. Used 40 gallon natural gas water heater. Got a 40 gallon natural gas power vent water heater in good condition. Got a closeout on a microwave hood combination. Used front load washer, matching. Got a Maytag drying center and two 25 cubic foot side by side refrigerators. Got lots of dishwashers, under-counter, and convertible portable by Whirlpool, KitchenAid, Maytag, LG, Aman, and Frigidaire. Have some closeouts on some models, and of course, we deliver, install, dispose of the old one, and service it after the sale. Water heaters, gas, and electric, we do again install, haul the old heater away, and take care of the service later. Jim?
Very good. Thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. I want to turn the microphone over here to Jeff Nelson joins us this morning. He is speaking on behalf of the Nishina Valley Credit Union, who is sponsoring an event tonight that might prove to be pretty informative. Jeff, good morning.
Good morning.
We've been hearing a little bit about talking this the last week or two on some commercials about an event coming up tonight, talking about protecting our private information. It's not as private sometimes as we think it is.
Not even close. People's private information is very much at risk these days. And the credit union decided to kind of offer a program to our members, enhance the membership of the Nishina Valley Credit Union, and we're going to have a seminar, a free seminar. You do not have to be a member of the credit union to attend on identity theft. We have a gentleman coming in from a company called Legal Shield. He is a nationally certified identity theft management specialist. And a consultant to over 200 companies in terms of employee security. So we're really looking forward to having him come in and talk to everybody.
You know, I think for a long time people have been pretty vigilant about things like protecting their credit card numbers and things. You know, folks have been, for a long time now, we've been curious about how we do these types of things. But it's more than just, you know, making sure that your Social Security number is protected and your credit card number is protected. There are so many different ways that folks who want your private information figure out how to get it.
Oh, absolutely. 46% of identity theft nowadays is on your driver's license. And once they get your driver's license, they have a multitude of ways to get to tons of other information. I've heard, again, this is hearsay, but I've heard there's a couple of people here in this area that have had their tax returns stolen from them. Somebody filed a bogus tax return before they filed their real tax return. The government sent them the money, and now they've got to prove that, hey, this other tax return wasn't me. Well, that's going to take some time and a lot of money.
You know, and it's not that it's all that easy. It's work for these folks to get this information and stuff, but sometimes we make it easy for them.
That's true. That's true. This particular program that we're going to be talking about tonight is the only program in the country that has licensed investigators, so they can take care of all that investigation for you. You don't have to take a day off and spend 8 hours on the phone talking to these various companies. Hey, I'm sorry, that wasn't me. You know, I can prove that. Well, okay, how are you going to prove that? And as a layperson, most of us don't know how to do that, and this company does.
So what will they come away with then tonight when they show up? Just knowledge?
Basically knowledge. You'll hear some stories about people that have had their identity stolen and what they can do when they take your identity. It's not just tax returns, but medical records. People have had operations at a hospital in Denver, and they build it to somebody in New York. The person in New York doesn't find out about it until the bill goes into collection, and then they find out, hey, I got this bill for $20,000 at a hospital in Denver that I've never been to. And again, identity theft. And it's up to them to prove that this wasn't me.
Well, and as you mentioned, too, sometimes this stuff happens real close to home. We always look at these things as happening to someone else somewhere else. But things happen very close to home, and I know the Atlantic Police Department's going to give a little presentation as well to kind of drive that fact home.
That's very true. They're going to talk tonight also and tell us a little bit about stuff that has happened right here in Atlantic, Iowa. And a lot of people don't think that it can happen to you, but it can.
And these are scary things. I mean, sometimes you talk about little things like somebody, you know, perhaps some different charges showing up on your credit card or something along those lines. But it can work all the way up to people getting into your bank accounts and basically wiping you out.
Yes, absolutely. I'm sure everybody's aware of what happened to the YMCA here a couple of months ago. As I said, there's been a couple of people that I've heard of that have had their tax returns taken. The police department was telling me there was a gentleman here in town that had that issue with his bank account. Somebody hacked into it. And it's a very real possibility.
You know, you work so hard all your life, and you think you're doing everything right, and you feel like you're pretty vigilant, but then all of a sudden things happen. And I heard some note the other day about how even tossing a pill bottle away in the garbage can be something that folks can use to find out more about you.
That's right. And you don't think about that. Just garbage, and of course, dumpster diving, as they call it. You get a lot of information that way. People think they're just throwing stuff away, but these people that want that information, they're going after it any way they can get it.
Yeah, you almost feel like you should wrap yourself and all your financial documents in a bubble somewhere and just not go out anywhere. You know, you don't want people to walk around scared. You just have to be vigilant.
Yeah, and that's what this program does. There's no way you can prevent identity theft. I mean, there's not every average person, we don't have the firewalls and all that kind of stuff to do that. But once you get your identity stolen, you want to recognize it and do something about it immediately rather than, you know, wait 6 months and then find out, oh, yeah, this guy took my identity, you know, 5 months ago or whatever.
Right.
You want to find out now.
And another issue, too, there might be some folks sitting out there saying, well, that's okay, I don't have a computer, I'm not on the Internet, so I don't have to worry about those kinds of things because I'm not susceptible to people, cyber thieves taking my stuff and whatever. You know, if you have a bank account, if you have a driver's license, if you have anything, you're on the Internet somewhere.
Yes, definitely true.
Your information, to a certain extent, is out there, and it is possible for someone to get into that. So what do folks need to do tonight? What do they need to bring?
Basically, just bring themselves, any friends, relatives. One of the biggest parts of identity theft nowadays is kids from birth to 12 years old, because those Social Security numbers aren't being used. I know one of the TV stations in Omaha just had a story here a week ago where a 7-year-old boy had 3 jobs. I don't know how he went to school, but, you know, but that's happening a lot. There's I've heard of a story where a lady had 81 different jobs around the country because somebody took her Social Security number and sold it, and people, you know, want a different identity or different Social Security number. It's worth a lot of money. There was an article in the paper here a couple of weeks ago where a gentleman in Minneapolis got a job with a insurance company up there, strictly so he could have access to their database, and ended up making $150,000 just selling information off of that database.
Yikes. You know, all kinds of different things. You know, there are folks who will illegally bring people across the borders and things, too, and they're always looking for Social Security numbers to move over to someone else. Sometimes they're for folks who are deceased. Sometimes they might be yours.
Yes.
You never really know. All of a sudden, you show up as having earned some money someplace else where you've never been.
Yes.
It's amazing how those things all pop up. But you can avoid some of those things just by keeping on top of these types of issues and knowing,
right,
being smarter about it, and that's what you'll learn a little bit tonight.
Learn a little bit more about that tonight. It's 6:30 at the community center here, the 4-H Community Center in town. There will be some refreshments. As I said, the police department's going to talk for a while, and then Mr. Walker will tell us about the ways we can protect ourselves with identity theft.
Does he do a lot of these presentations?
Yes, does a lot of these. He's the senior regional vice president for Legal Shield Marketing.
Okay.
And this company's been in business for over 40 years, so they are ranked number one by a number of Consumer Report people.
Okay, very good. Well, again, sponsored by the Nishna Valley Credit Union here in Atlantic, but you don't have to be a member of the credit union to attend. It's open to anyone who would like to participate. And 6:30 again tonight at the Cass County Community Center here in Atlantic for anyone around the area who would like to stop on by and learn a little bit more about something pretty important.
Yes, it is very important these days.
Your assets, you bet. Jeff, thanks for coming in.
Appreciate it. Thank you, Jim.
Yeah, you bet. I hope you get a good crowd tonight. I want to turn things back over to Kendall Warren so he can tell us a little bit more this morning about what's going on down at W&S Appliance. Kendall?
Thank you, Jim. Got Holland gas grills in stock, no flare, lifetime burner warranty. Water softeners by Luxury. It's an Iowa company. Got lots of gas and electric ranges, freestanding models on display, and the built-in cooking appliances are available on special order. We offer Whirlpool, KitchenAid, LG, Maytag, and Frigidaire. Still have an assortment of new range hoods, prices from $35 and up. Over 70 refrigerators in stock. Good selections of Whirlpool, Amana, Maytag, KitchenAid, and LG. Excellent values in some side-by-sides and French door bottom freezer models. And, of course, as usual, top freezer refrigerators or any good, clean, used working refrigerator. Top trade-ins, the place, W&S Appliance in downtown Atlantic. Stop and see us, Jim.
All right, thank you, Kendall. Appreciate that very much. Appreciate you coming in this morning. My thanks to Jeff Nelson for stopping by as well. Again, 6:30 tonight at the Cass County Community Center is that identity theft session sponsored by the Nishna Valley Credit Union. Hey, you go out and make it a great day, and God bless America.